Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 131. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
And today is Thursday, the 19th of December. As usual, we'll be bringing you the news of the week or whatever else we feel like talking about. Last week, you may have noticed we vanished.
Poof.
But I woke up Thursday morning and...
Didn't really
leave the bathroom all day, so we'll just leave it at that. We apologize for...
You know what?
It's like the...
Don't apologize.
I was thinking it was like the first real podcast I missed since we started, and it's like, it's funny because I didn't go to work that day. It's like the first time in like 3 years I've called in sick, too, so...
That's pretty crazy.
It had to have been pretty intense, right?
That's a good track record.
Yeah, I don't ever
Now the counter
it.
Starts at zero, huh?
I know. Well, I got 2 weeks in now. Week. Made it a week tomorrow, right? Anyways.
Welcome
back. There's a few things that happened last week that we'll touch on, and then there's some stuff from this week, and then we'll talk about Bitcoin, because it's weird to talk about a lot before, and it's just a crazy world.
It's a crazy world.
A lot of things have happened in the last 2 weeks. Last Thursday in the morning, as I laid in the bathroom, I read on my phone about Instagram. They now have, you can send private messages via Instagram. Have you done it at all?
No, because I do not care.
Oh, I did it once just for fun.
Yeah. I'd thought about it. I'm like, cool, what am I going to send? A picture?
I just wanted to see how it worked.
You send it to Danny?
Danny and Alyssa.
Makes
of
sense.
The ceiling as I laid on the floor. But, it, you know, it's weird because it shows, like, and everyone can, like, even...
Is it Snapchat-esque where it's you can check it once, or does it stay in
no,
a
No, I
message
think you
queue?
Could check it forever.
Okay.
I think you could set limits, but I'm not sure. But, and like, the difference with, like, so Snapchat, what a lot of people do is you could take a Snapchat and send it to 15 people,
mm-hmm.
but no one would ever know other than the one person that opened it, right?
Oh, sure.
Unless they were together. But with Instagram... It shows everyone who received it and who's opened it and who hasn't. So,
oh, that's I like that.
I wonder if I like
knowing. That's what I like about the group texting.
Right.
That's you what can, I like about Hangouts.
It shows you how far they've read.
Yep.
I like now on Hangouts it shows you a little picture of a computer when you're on your computer.
Yes. Or
that happened a little while ago, but
yeah. I feel like that was last week actually.
Yeah. See, like. I was laying in the hallway then, but you can see that they both
oh,
has
that's
the,
cool. With the little check marks.
The check marks because they opened
I
it.
Dig.
And I think I could reply. Maybe I'll try it later. I think I wonder if it would stay within that group then, like you could make groups.
Because
it says reply, so I would assume it would reply to the same people.
Yeah. So they're taking on the.
It's like a it's sort
I,
of
iMessage and.
It's
Hangouts,
so,
kind of.
Yeah, and Snapchat and Twitter, which launched the day before Instagram had their thing on Thursday. On Wednesday, Twitter launched private messaging with embedded pictures in it. Before, you could only send text.
Yep.
And then on Wednesday, they allowed you now to send.
All these kids and their...
Well, it's funny. I saw an interesting article that says something about, like, when someone won't let Mark Zuckerberg buy something, he just turns to Kevin Systrom. Like, I mean, you look at Vine, right? He tried to buy Vine. They didn't let him buy it. So then they used Instagram to make Vine, right?
Yep.
And now there's videos. And then he tried to buy Snapchat, and they didn't sell. And so, well, we'll just put that in Instagram, too. I mean, it makes sense. They have a good... I mean, they make things well, Instagram does. Like,
yeah, their developers are
yeah.
fantastic.
I saw someone... I actually saw another article very recently comparing them to... Calling them the Apple of software companies, whatever that means, I guess.
Just
but the good quality, right? And really,
so that's not far off.
They've done well. So I don't know. I don't know if it's anything I'll use. I've never made a video on Instagram either, so it is what it is. But it's still interesting. I don't know.
You're a consumer.
I just check things out. Yeah. And Spotify had an announcement, I think the same day. It's kind of all a blur in there for me. But so around that same area where they announced that they will be free now on mobile. So before, you could only use it on mobile if you had a premium subscription. It still is only in a randomized fashion. You can only listen to, like, channels. It's not on demand.
Gotcha.
And it's ad-based.
So no playlists, then?
Nope. But it's, you could say, I want to lift Memphis Mayfire.
I wasn't going to say that.
No? But, and then it would be, it's kind of like Pandora, basically, I assume. I haven't tried it.
No, that makes sense. But that's cool, because there's a couple of times where I've wanted to actually use Spotify.
Right.
But it's like, I don't want to pay. I mean, I had paid for a while ago for it, but I was like.
Yeah. And I have been, but I think I'm going to stop because I don't really ever use it.
There's just not enough push for me to. You know, it's like I look at other people who use it, and it's like, I have my iPod.
The problem is, for me. Yeah, like you, but you still buy music a lot, but I don't. I just, if there's something that comes out, unless I had, like, I bought.
That's weird.
There was one thing I bought, but because I bought it because, I bought Macklemore, but that was because I wanted to support him. But, like, if there's something I really like, I would still buy a Foo Fighters album or a Manchester album or whatever that may be. But for the most part, like, The National, I just listen to that on Spotify when I want. Stuff like that. And I listen to so much radio. I don't know.
That's weird.
It is weird.
You're going backwards a little bit.
Right.
That's weird.
Just like movies. I don't buy movies anymore either. But that's just, we're just going down a whole nother alley right now.
Yep.
Speaking of music, Beyonce got a little crazy.
Apparently.
In love. No? That's the song. Get it. She... She, overnight, just, it was funny because it was Friday morning, because Danny was like, oh, I know about this before you. I was like, I was sick. That doesn't really count.
It does count. Gotta give her the small
Take them where you can get them. but apparently Beyonce overnight released her album without any warning or any media or any marketing at all, which is kind of crazy for, like, how much,
No, that's kind super
of a,
crazy.
This is kind of a bad... But, like, look at Anchorman, like, how over advertised it's been. Like, it's like any time you turn the TV on, you see Ron Burgundy right now, right? Like, it's and, like, it's been a long time before the movie. Like, you would have thought the movie came out 2 weeks ago. It just came out yesterday, finally. It got good reviews, actually, which is surprising. But neither here nor there. But anyway, so she just launched it exclusively on iTunes.
That's insane.
And they sold, like, 800,000 copies first day or something.
It was 8,500,000. I mean, it was something crazy. It was ridiculous.
Broke records for digital sales.
Yeah, good for her though. That's genius.
And there's a lot of, like, little weird video. I mean, because the way she did it, she didn't have to pay for any marketing. Because then all of a sudden, well, iTunes itself marketed it, like, it put it on the front screen, and that was enough. Once people started seeing it, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it was on the regular news, like.
Oh, you know, and you know, free marketing. Like, e-news hits TV news, then things are crazy.
Right. I think we talked about it 2 weeks ago, like how I like to see all the different spectrums of what people know. Like,
yeah,
I always watch the real, like, local news and laugh, or like Good Morning America when that's on. Or
It's funny watching, like I've been using Feedly again quite a bit, and it's funny watching, like, how Feedly to Reddit to, like, just the news, internet news sites, like, how it trickles
like
down.
Yahoo or something.
Yeah. And how long it takes some places. You know, it's like, there was stuff on Yahoo's front page today that was, like, 4 days ago. And I'm like, ha, that's funny. All these people are commenting, you know, like, oh, that's ridiculous, and stuff like that. And it's just, just crazy.
I like watching Gizmodo for that effect.
Yeah, I haven't been to Gizmodo in ages.
Because you're ahead of them now.
Well, it's like, that used to be my place to go. I know. You'd be like, Randy, I heard about that like 5 days ago.
Like, come on, get with it. That's Gizmodo. They're always...
They still have a good site. Check them out.
Yeah. Like, eventually, if you follow, because they always attribute their stuff, and you can figure out where they're always... They get information from the same places, so... Like today, this morning, one of the first things I saw this morning on Reddit was the Optimus Prime gingerbread guy.
Yeah.
And then, like, this afternoon at, like, 4 o'clock, it was on Gizmodo.
Which that was pretty sweet.
Right. And also funny, because at trivia last night, they had a gingerbread housemaking contest, which Matt lost horribly, Fowler.
Really?
And then I was like, why didn't you just build this? What's the matter with you? I sent him the picture.
Seems legit.
It's funny to me. Off topic. But anyway, Beyonce.
And Fowler was in a super tiny Christmas sweater.
Which was also funny, because it was a prize won by Ben, but it was a small. And so obviously he wasn't going to wear it. So then Fowler put it on. And it was humorous. Anyways. Yeah. Beyonce. Good job.
I guess.
And then now Target has said that they won't carry her CD because she went digital first. And then people are like, well, fuck you, because I wasn't going to buy it there anyway because you just let all our credit cards get hacked.
Yeah, that did happen. They said no personal data was taken, though. They did announce that.
Credit card numbers?
Hours ago.
And names?
No, they said...
Or like, it was all...
It was... Or maybe it was names, but not credit card. It was names, not credit cards. Or...
Like, it was encrypted enough where they only got half the puzzle?
Yes.
It's funny, because a friend of ours, I won't name names right now, but was worried about the situation. Like, you know, like, especially, like, it's another situation of it being heavily on regular TV. And I kind of wonder if part of that's because it's Minnesota-based, that it was very heavy on Minnesota. Like,
oh, definitely.
I mean, I'm sure it was on all news to some scale, but I feel like...
Well, it's
they
one of,
submitted a large portion of their newscast to it today, because I have the TV on at work throughout the day, and so just the news is on.
Well, it's like it's one of Minnesota's sort of pride and joys, I think.
Well, it's one of the, like, them and Best Buy, but Best Buy's going down.
They're going up, actually, again. Yeah. The CEO is shaking it up over there.
That's a whole other alley to walk down. But so Target supposedly between... Black Friday-ish to about the 15th, all the way up to like the 15th of December, if you shopped there, potentially.
Yep.
Basically for the last 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks. Potentially they have some information. But I told our friend that was very worried. They thought they were going to get, you know, they're like, should I cancel all my cards that I've used there? And I was like, no, just wait. I was like, if everybody ran and did that, like, because it's such a mass quantity, I said, they're looking into it right now. Just wait and see what they say
and
in the next couple days. Like,
and Target's been very
open about it.
Yeah. Like, what's the word? Transparent. They've been very transparent with the whole thing. I mean, they put out a whole press release just on their site, even. Like, I think it's on their main page, even.
Target.com. Yeah. They said they hired an outside firm to help them look into it right away. And, you know, they're finding out why it happened, what happened, and how they got in, whatever, to fix the problem. So, yeah, they've been on top of it. But I just, you know, I said, just wait and see. I mean, they might come out and say they got this information, but they won't even be able to decrypt it because of the way it was, perhaps, what do they call it, hashed and salted?
Yep.
Those are the terms?
Salt and hash. Hash and salt.
But yeah, so, I don't know. Don't panic, because if everyone goes, I mean, for the amount of people that shop at Target, just think if everyone was like, I need new credit cards now, like, how big of a burden. And it sucks because of the timing. I mean, it's holiday season. How many people are out shopping? Like,
it's
got to be the biggest time of year for them.
So they said, in the article I'm reading, and this one's old, and I know there's something that came out right before I left work. But it affects 40 million people, and it's all of their stores, which is about 1,700 of them.
I think they're in 48 of the 50 states.
They know how it was done, and they patched that already. But, I mean, that's like anything, you know? It's like hackers are always looking for a way around, and hackers are the group that's one step ahead of everybody else.
It's funny, like, you watch, like, I think Hack 5 is still on, but shows like Hack 5, right? Like, if you ever watch those, like, how easy it is for them to get anything they want. And then on the news just recently, they had,
Darren,
like...
he's crazy.
They had, like, a... you know that crazy pineapple they used to have on there? So, like, a similar thing.
They just
had a big... Like, a big Wi-Fi...
conference for that, actually, recently.
the crazy pineapple? Yeah. But like on Channel 5 here in Minnesota recently, they had like basically the same device where it was like catching your Wi-Fi and then routing you through them, and they take all your, like the guy would be like, look at me, go on my bank website. And then the guy would be like, yep, I got all your information. Like, and they showed like which, they said they wouldn't, it's funny because they said they're not going to name any of the bank account, the banks that had the problem, because they're going to let the banks know and then give them time to fix it and then check it again in so many months.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool, I guess, but it's like, there's so many things that...
Well, that's one of the downsides to the digital age.
Right.
You know?
Just like the NSA, right?
Yeah.
They're watching.
So, it's pretty crazy. I mean, it's to the point where they said that it's the largest retail breach in the United States history.
Well, and at first when I heard it, I thought it meant like online shoppers.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought too. And or I was anybody like, oh, that has like a Target account.
Yeah, and I was like, well, that's fine. I went to the store. And then it was like in store, and I was like, damn, you got me that time. Good thing I only go there every day.
Pretty much, right?
I have been there the last 4 days in a row, I'm fairly certain.
But it was funny, because like when I went there tonight, I was telling you after work, I was standing there, and some guy was having problems with his checker. Some lady. Her card wasn't working. And she goes, oh, great, I probably shouldn't be swiping this anyways because somebody stole all my data.
Like, how annoying would it be to be a cashier there now?
Oh, my word.
When you don't have anything to do with it. And they have so much extra help right now because it's holiday time. Like, the people that are, like, new and they're like, now, is this going to be effective? Like, asking, like, every other person, especially, no offense, but older people.
Yes. Well, that's, and this lady, she's like, oh, well, I'm so glad I don't have this is exactly why I don't have a cell phone and why I don't have a computer, because somebody's going to steal all my stuff. I'm like, that is, you are correct. That is totally why.
You got me good that time.
But you know what?
It's Sally Rogers, Roseville, Minnesota, 55113. I got her good now. I just made that all up.
I know. But it's like, look at when Sony got hacked, you know? How many people did that affect? Yeah. I mean, that was crazy also.
Millions.
Yeah.
Billion, maybe.
So, I don't know. That is an age that we live in.
Well,
so.
Look, I mean, Twitter, Evernote, Facebook have all been, I mean...
Everyone...
You think your credit... Or look, even with that... We talked about when Matt Honan got hacked last... It was, I feel like, about over a year ago now, probably. When his with Amazon and Apple, I mm-hmm. mean,
and that, and
it was
that
a simple
funny.
Little
and
workaround,
that was
super right?
Easy.
Like, he just had to call as long as he knew part of the answers. They would give you whatever information you wanted. So, we're kind of all over the place on my list, huh?
Yeah, but that's all right.
Did you download your Steam OS yet?
No.
Yeah, me either. They said it's really only for hardcore. Do you say Linux?
Yeah.
Users right now to play around with it, because then next year they'll have consoles for it, basically.
Yep. And
but,
there's three...
But
there's
it's open source,
300
so.
Devices out there that got shipped to people for beta testing for free. The problem why
and
I
their
didn't...
sales started today.
Yeah. Oh, my
look
word.
Out. I didn't even look,
Steam sales.
I didn't want to know.
They're insane. I already bought 3 games at work. I'm like, great. Good thing I'm spending my Christmas money. No, what the problem why I didn't, I wanted to get it and install it, but it takes over your entire hard drive, so you can't dual boot.
You would have to have a hard drive designated to that.
Yeah, so I would have to unhook all my hard drives, hook in a separate one just to try
or
it
have
out.
A different machine, but then
right.
That's a lot of work too.
And it's like, all this, I mean, the Steam Box is interesting. It piqued my interest.
I'm really interested in their controllers.
I want to play with one.
They
got good reviews.
Because, I mean, it looks so awkward. Like, it's so counterintuitive. But at the same time, like, I kind of think that actually it's probably pretty awesome. Like,
I think it's going to be better than a joystick. I think it's going to be more
sensitive,
accurate.
Yeah.
Like, I think about, like, when I'm driving, like, in Grand Theft Auto. It's like the joystick. It's, like, kind of feels clunky
right.
Where I can't, like, smooth turn like a slight left
or like if
road.
Your finger actually slips instead of the controller moving or
yeah.
Something right like that wouldn't happen because it's a like basically a trackpad.
But it's like there's a guy on Raptor Source that was saying he's like, oh, this is never gonna take off. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like,
they
it's
have
bringing...
a crazy community. It'll...
He's like, I would never play computer games on my TV. I'm like, that's not the point of this. It's not to play just computer games on your TV. It's to give like basically is giving people cheap computers with access to the Steam community, where
there's hundreds of games already available.
Millions. I mean, right. It's ridiculous. And the games are so... And it's like the one thing that you'll always see people
I mean, most console, tout half about. Console games are ported from computer games. And
I mean, right now, I would say it's probably 50-50.
Yeah.
Maybe probably 60-40 to the console being ported to computer. But it's like... The cool thing about it is Steam has all these sales. Like, the last Steam sale that they had was over Halloween. They had a big one. And it's like, you could buy a large chunk of games that... It's like, you look on Steam, and it's like $10 for computer for the direct download.
It's
but
like
if you wanted
$60
it for...
$60 on a console.
Yeah, and it's like... And some guy made this really ridiculous spreadsheet about, like... People always say, they're like, oh, well, PC gaming is so much more expensive. And he, like, figured out what he saved, like, with all the games that he bought and what he had in his hardware. And it was, like, $2,000 over the course of 2 years that he had saved. It's like, makes sense. So.
Go Steam.
Yeah. Gabe N. All hail, Gabe N.
You may have noticed on Facebook... Videos now start without your consent.
Is that a setting you can turn off?
I don't think it is.
Ugh.
Especially now that it's coming out on mobile. Like, I kind of wonder if they slowly rolled it out. Like, 'cause I feel like it was happening to me before it was announced.
Yeah, it started, I want to say, was it this weekend?
See, mine started, like, I feel like a couple weeks ago, and I don't know if they can affect certain accounts just to kind of test it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I signed up for that. I don't remember. You never know.
No, I didn't sign up for it. And
I mean, like, because I had it a few weeks ago and I felt like that was way early. I just noticed it one day and I was like, oh. But I always sign up for beta tests on pretty much every site. So at some point it could have happened. But yeah, similar to Instagram, we talked about that, I think, a couple weeks ago about them auto-playing and taking away the ability to turn it off. But at least the sound doesn't play automatically, and the same thing happens on Facebook. The sound doesn't play automatically. You have to turn it on. So it is what it is. But I do notice sometimes my feed, like, scrolling will kind of get jittery when it goes over the video, which sucks.
Yep.
Especially if it's something I've seen, and I'm like, damn you.
It's weird, though, because some play right away, and some videos still just, like, have the play button.
I think it depends on if it's... So, like, if it's straight embedded, like, share this video, or if it's, like, an article that has a video in it that they've shared the article to.
Gotcha.
If that makes sense. I would assume it's something along those lines, like, how the sharing happens. Because you can upload a video or, you know, embed straight from YouTube, and I think those are the two most common places. I mean, and in the end, it's basically for ads. It's the whole point of it, right? Yep. Because they want to autoplay ads, but, yeah. Google bought a company over the weekend, or last weekend, or some weekend. I don't know when it happened. Within the last 2 weeks. Do you have any encouraging words about Boston Dynamics?
I think it's an interesting purchase.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's funny how many people now think that they're getting into, like,
the
war machines. Like defense contracts, that type of thing, which really makes me think of Iron Man a lot, really, which is not that weird of a connection when you consider the company, I guess.
True.
Because it's like a lot of the stuff they do is very Tony Stark, which granted is a made up person and is not real. And I understand that. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But they're automating car. Like Sergei is very Tony Stark, I guess.
And, you know, like, when you look at him, I guess, he's really not far off from the part. Like, especially when you see him, like, wearing his glass. And
right. Automating things that are...
Good call.
That's just my analogy
to
it.
The only thing that I can remember, because I heard about this on Monday, and the only thing
So it was over this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. I knew it happened one of the weekends.
And the only thing that I could put to them is I know they were working with the Army on making a... Like a, I don't want to say a dog. It was like a.
It was a cheetah. They called it a cheetah.
A cheetah, like four legs, and it's
yep.
like.
Yep. And they have like a robot, a two-legged robot that can walk over very rugged rocks.
Yeah.
And one that can get hit and not fall over.
Is that crazy?
Yeah. Paul Miller for The Verge, before he went, I think maybe during his hiatus of the internet or right before, sometime, or anyway, at some point, he's super into robots, if you follow them at all. And he went and interviewed a few people there, and they were doing some crazy stuff, which is probably why it sticks out more to me.
Yeah.
Follow him. But yeah, it's a very interesting company. And we found out recently that's what, what's his name? Rubio?
Ricky Rubio?
That's it. Mark Rubin?
Mark. Which guy?
The guy from Android that left Android, but it turns out he's working on a secret project.
Rubin.
Andy Rubin. Nailed it.
There we go.
Who's Mark Rubin? Mark Cuban. Maybe that's it.
I know John Rubin.
Andy Rubin. That's right, right?
Yes.
Definitely right.
Yes,
it is. But he's working on some secret robot stuff, and he tweeted right after the purchase announcement, like, the future's going to be awesome, basically. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. There's been no disclosure on price or
you anything, know it has really. To be a lot, though.
Right.
I mean, because...
And it's cause funny, because I thought they were, like, a college, like, not an actual private company. Oh, yeah. Like, when I saw the stuff they were doing before, I thought some of it was through, like...
Like...
MIT or something, yeah, you know, like...
robotics classes and stuff. I knew they were a private company just because of the defense. Like, I'm pretty sure they already have defense contracts.
Which would make sense why people now think Google's getting into that, but...
But it's like, based on what I've seen, because I remember seeing that two-legged one going, like, across rocks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's like... It's
basically, like, walking on, like...
It has to be in the billions.
Oh, easily. Easy. Yeah. But there's been, like, no talk at all about what it was, what they bought it for, what they plan to do with it, how much...
Is this Google's step into taking over the world? Like, AI?
Probably. They already know everything about us. I mean, it makes sense, right?
Bring it on, I guess.
This is exactly why I don't have a credit card. Or a cell phone. Or a laptop.
Oh, goodness. It's true.
And in the only Apple news I have for the 2 weeks, Mac Pro's launched today.
Oh, man, you should have seen. For
$3,000, $29.99 for the base model. But you can, I think it's like in $10,000 is what you can get up to if you max it out, $10,000 something.
You should have seen the Reddit that I follow for PCs.
People the Master Race one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you win.
People just laughing. It's like, look what you could build, like, for the $10,000 one. Because it was, I think it was $9,000, basically, just above. And they're like, look at what you could build with $9,000. I mean, and it was like, just...
But would it be a cylinder?
Gosh, it's such a horrible design.
It sucks air up. They said it. There was, they had some... Because they just... Review models went out, I think, just recently, the last couple days. Because all The Verge had was hands-on with it right now. And I didn't see any other reviews. But they basically just said how quiet it was. That was impressive, but they had it on a long table and they rolled. like that would make me so crazy. But they said they're going to give it to their video team in a week or so. You know, they'll see how it's been doing. But they were watching 4K with it with no problem. Like, just like perfectly. And then they said that Final Cut was updated to like basically support the Mac Pros like for 4K everything.
I need iFixit to do a teardown of it.
It'll come. I mean, it's only a matter of time. Probably this weekend, I would almost assume.
How they have the internals structured. Like, because it's like, I think of a motherboard. You know, it's like this wide.
Oh, you can see. I think it's like a triangle.
The motherboard is?
I think, or maybe like, if you go to The Verge, you might be able to see it. Because they had hands-on and they lift the case off. But I thought they showed it even on Apple, but I'm not sure. But anyways, that's really all the news I had from the bigger stuff from the last 2 weeks.
Fair enough.
And then you want to talk about Bitcoin at least. Well, is there anything besides Bitcoin you had?
No, that's pretty much it. I think the crazy news about Bitcoin is it just got temporarily banned in China for trading.
Was it? ban, like no one can have it, kind of like how you can't have a kid or we're going to kill it.
You cannot exchange yen for it, and you cannot
like
trade it for yen.
Like, is there...
There's a market for it.
No, I mean, like... I feel like it would be something that would be so hard to...
It's
watch over, I guess.
Well,
like in America, I think that obviously China's a whole different,
yeah,
it's a whole different country.
it's true,
but
from what I saw,
but you know what I mean. Like, is the yen like so locked down that they can watch every, like, you know what I mean?
It's
like
straight from the Bank of China.
But on the other hand, it's like how well, like I don't know what their internet access is like. Cause I know it's a lot.
Well, I know theirs is a lot.
There's
more
a lot of. It's better.
No, theirs is more locked down. Right,
like. Like, they were banned from Facebook, social network, Google. Yeah.
So, I know we had talked a couple weeks, 3 weeks ago probably then, about Bitcoin, how it had just skyrocketed. It hit, you know, $1,200.
I think when we talked about it, it was just broke, maybe just under 1,000 or just about to break 1,000. So
it made it up to $1,200 per Bitcoin, which for something that started out 3.5 years ago... where people were buying them for a dollar.
It still just boggles my... It's like it's always sunny. Patty bucks. So what did they have? Is that what they called them?
Yep.
Like, that's literally what it is, right? Like, some guy was like, I'm just going to make my own currency. I'm going to start selling things for it. It's like when we play poker for things.
It's true. They're just chips.
They're it just makes me crazy to think that someone was just sitting around and... It's like, hey, man, we should just have our own money. Like, do you think they were poor?
No.
Not, like, poor, but, you know, like, no, I mean, like... Because
they wrote the entire algorithm and application.
And so, like, So, Randy bought some Bitcoin recently.
Yes.
How was it? So, you said you could buy, like, you bought in 0.1 increments, right? 0.1 Bitcoin. Yep. So do you have two separate codes, or does it break down smaller than that? Or can a code be any denomination? Like, the code is, like, in the code is confirmed the denomination of said Bitcoin?
So the code
is... So if you bought 2.1, so you wanted to sell your 0.2, do you give two codes, or does the two codes go into the database and it outputs a new code for the next person?
So...
I just talked a lot of questions really fast.
Yes.
I apologize.
So there's two ways to get... So... Let me start. So to get a coin, you have to build a wallet. You have to create a wallet. There's two different wallets that you can get. You can buy it. You can get an application that you install on your computer, which then also helps process. So Bitcoin is an open source peer-to-peer transaction network. So all of their stuff, like banks have, I mean, thousands of servers spread across the country.
So could I make my own third-party app for Bitcoin?
Yes.
Mike Wallet?
Yeah.
And then people could use Mike Wallet to buy and sell Bitcoin, or hold their Bitcoin in.
To hold their Bitcoins.
And then while they're holding their Bitcoin, I could be making money off them somehow?
I don't think you would make money.
Okay.
You would make...
Well, I would sell Mike Wallet. That's how I would make money.
Yes. So the way money is made
is like third-party Twitter clients, basically.
The way money is made is by processing the transactions, actually.
Okay, so I'd have to be...
Bitcoin mining machines.
Right, we talked about that recently because I had asked about that. That was probably the show.
So, random story, I guess. So, they found out that graphics cards actually process a lot faster transactions
than
for
like
Bitcoin.
CPUs?
Yeah. So, an AMD-based graphics card specifically, the price jumped up on all AMD, all new AMD.
A lot.
A ton. And they're... Like, it's hard to find them now, even, because of all these people building Bitcoin.
So, even people,
machines.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they probably bought a little just to get started with Bitcoin, but then to start mining, like, do you have to buy a little before you can mine, or could you just set it up and be like, hey, guys, go ahead and use Mike Bank to mine, to hold your
You don't even have to make a site to do mining. You can just, I mean, it's basically a computer.
You just turn on your computer,
and then you join this kind of like how
LimeWire
works, where you say, or you There's join this
Cedars and...
you join this network, and then it connects to you when it needs to do transactions and whatnot.
So it just uses your processing power to run its algorithm?
Exactly. So how the trading works. So there's two different things. You get, there's wallets, which just, you can buy coins in there, bitcoins, and they just act as like a third party, would it be second party? I think they just act as like your broker, basically. So I can log into my Coinbase account and say, yeah, I would like to buy a Bitcoin right now.
I need to, so, it's like locking so in, they, lock, so logging they tell into you, E-Trade.
So like right now, current buy price is $682.90. So I say, I want to buy one. They actually go out to the exchange then, and they purchase for the current price. Like, and then they give, they like, mark on a percentage.
So it's just like I log on to E-Trade, I want to buy some Apple stock, it runs out to the, well, the Dow Jones or whatever the hell, yep, that thing's called,
and
it
finds somebody who's selling it,
and it just like,
and it just goes, you know,
and then suddenly it brings you back. Well, because how does that, I mean,
it,
well, that makes me wonder how real Wall Street works. Like, I mean, I understand how Wall Street works to a point.
See, and this has made my mind kind of explode with,
like, how do stocks work? Like, real stocks, are they just codes essentially then too? Yep. Really? Yep. I mean, because since it's all online now, right?
Yep. So how the,
and now we're talking about the cliffhanger.
Exactly. So what I did then is, so I got some, I have 0.2 Bitcoin, you know, so it's not much, but it's 100. I mean, I'm in $100.
But you bought, so my question, so you bought 2.1 increments, right?
Correct.
So do you have two codes right now? Like, could you go into your wallet and look?
Mm-mm. It just adds them up. So the code is just, it's kind of,
it's only for the transaction.
Exactly.
So it just generates it when the transaction happens.
Yep.
And then it gives it to the bank, basically, and says, it's established that this person was selling to this person, yep, this much.
And so that's where I was saying, like, so that's where the processors, these miners, come in. Because, like, when a
transaction, so the bank is essentially on your computer. It, yep, could be your own or whoever's, but suddenly Bitcoin Central logs into your computer, says, hey, well, I need to transfer this number, this code here, process it out, and process either money to this guy and this new code to this guy to put it in his mic wallet.
Yep. And so there's, and then it actually does like these verifications then. So it has to do a bunch of confirmations.
So is that
to
where
make sure that
is that the processing power? Is that what that takes too? Like, does that do that, or does that all happen somewhere else?
The processing power that happens,
like that they use the, like, if your computer's always on to run, to mine Bitcoin,
yep,
like, is that part of that processing power they use? Is that all part of the same process?
Yes. Yep.
And the algorithm running slash code generating slash verification.
Yep. And then you get, I don't remember what the percentage is per transaction. I mean, it's super small, which is where these high powered machines come into play. So, I had 0.2 coins in my wallet. What I did was I created an account on basically a stock exchange. So, it's called the Bitcoin Exchange. And in there, so I created a code from my wallet and said, hey, I want to, it's like, I just generated a code, pasted it into my exchange account. And it's like, cool, you want to deposit this money. I said yes. So that's where all of these logarithms start coming in. And so, I mean, I don't know how it all like works behind the scenes, but it has to do a bunch of confirmations to verify that yes, this hash is actually like this code, because it's pretty, I mean,
it's pretty long, right?
You can see how long the code is.
Yeah,
you know, so it's like it has to verify like all of this stuff to see, you know, where, whose account it's coming from, how much it is, and just to make sure that everything's legit. So now I have this money in my exchange, and now I can open trade it. So I can say, I can put a buy order out there and say, hey, I've got 0.2 Bitcoin, and I want to buy U.S. dollars.
So essentially, it just takes your money, puts it in a pool, like, because someone might come in to buy one, and like four different people five different people are selling 0.2.
Yep.
And so it just gobbles up those 0.2, puts
matches,
them all into one transaction, and spits it out to you.
Exactly.
Kind of just like matchmaking, I guess, like on video games.
And that's
games,
what it
really
is. So you, like, when you want to buy some, you say, I want to buy one Bitcoin for, say, $400. It puts that buy order out there, and it just puts it into a queue. So it waits until Bitcoin reaches $400, and then it goes and grabs it.
So you could sit there and wait forever, though, if it never got to that point,
exactly.
Right? Does it hold your money in limbo, or does not charge you then?
Charge you until the actual transaction.
So it could go,
happens.
Like, 4 years later, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, damn, and then your $400 is gone.
And that's, friend Funyan, he was telling me he was selling Litecoin, and he accidentally swapped the numbers around. Like, I want to sell 15 Litecoin.
For a dollar. And everyone's like, haha, they're only worth 20 cents.
I know. And it's like... Well, or like, whatever, Litecoin's worth $20, you know, so he almost got, like, screwed. But thankfully, it was, he wanted to sell 30 for $20, he didn't have enough of them to put that order out there for sale, so it was like, whoa, you don't have that much. And he's like,
oh, good,
crap.
Because that would have sucked a lot.
Yeah.
Like, if they're worth $20, but he was selling, instead of buying 20 for a dollar, he was going to sell...
20
for a dollar.
He was going to sell 20 for a dollar instead of
buying one
for
$20. Yeah. Which someone would have then got his 20 for $1 and then would have
sold
had
them
the
right away.
$400.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is, $400.
Yep. So, it's a create. So, I have no, like, my friend, he's trying to make money off of it, and I just want to use it as an investment, I guess, just to see what happens.
You just
want to
play around with it.
Yeah, you know, just...
Get your toes wet.
Yeah. And maybe, like, I don't have enough time to, like, sit and watch the market at work. So it's like, I don't want to do that, I guess. But
it's essentially a stock market, though, right?
It,
the exact
really,
same principle.
It is literally the exact same principle.
Only it's completely made up.
Yes. It's all...
It's monopoly money.
It is monopoly money. That's... Oh, I was going to look at...
Craziness.
Bitcoin Info. I think it's... Bitcoin Wisdom. That, like... tracks. I mean, it's crazy watching the stocks. I mean, it's like there's an actual ticker for, like, so you can watch Bitcoin, like, where its trading is, and, like, unlike the stock exchange, like, this never closes, so it's open 24/7 trading. So it's like last night Funyan went to bed and he had bought, what do you say, oh, he had bought some earlier in the evening and then sold a bunch, but some guy was like, everyone should just sell all theirs and wait till, or keep all theirs and wait till morning, because something with China trading. And he woke up and it, like, skyrocketed. And he's like, damn, I sold it all last night. And then he bought this morning and when it went up, and then it just crashed again. So he's just, I mean, it's
he can't
funny.
Win.
He can't win.
He's selling low and buying high.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And it's funny, like, on this broker site, there's, like, a chat box, so it's funny watching, like, these comments just going in. Like, one guy yesterday said that exact thing. He's like, F me. He's
can
like,
you? Keep going.
He's like, oh, sure. Oh, I'll buy high and sell low. That makes sense.
Can you see, like, can you look and see the amount of money that's in Bitcoin right now?
Yeah.
Like, is it a gajillion dollars?
It's
like,
a,
there's
it's,
billions, right? Like, I guess you would have to, because it depends on, we could probably tell it what currency to look at, right? Like, you could say how much in U.S. dollars is out in Bitcoin right now.
So, currently, in the exchange for Bitcoin, there is 12.1 million Bitcoins in circulation right now, and it has the max capability of 21 million. With how their algorithm is, that's what it'll allow for max. So at some point, Bitcoin will run out, and then it'll just be all traded, or, I mean, it's kind of like, I don't want to say, like, U.S. dollars, because we always print money, but at, like, some point...
Can't they,
like,
just put more Bitcoin in?
But they would have to change their entire algorithm then. Like, that hash that I showed you, they would have to make it a longer string, which would require an actual system change. So right now, there's 12 million... in supply. The market value of the Bitcoin right now is $8.3 billion. The next coin that's coming up to fruition is Litecoin, and that's worth $470 million. And that one, they have a longer algorithm. I think that one's like 100 million can be in circulation. It was a lot.
Interesting.
I know. So I've thought about purchasing that one, like selling my Bitcoin and just getting Litecoin and holding on to it.
But then it could just completely go under too, right?
Right. Well, it's gone. Yeah. gone up like $3 today alone.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's, in the end, it's, so here, I'll give you some of the quick names that are at the bottom of the list and their quick valuations. Because it's pretty funny. So there's junk coin. There's nine.
Before you. So, can you, once, so now you've become verified as a buyer and seller on this stock exchange, are they all through the same thing then? And do you hold them all in the same wallet, or do they all have their individual wallets? So, like, it would be Mike's Bitcoin wallet, Mike's Litecoin wallet, Mike's Dogecoin wallet.
So, like, or the whatever. One that is, I one use called is Dogecoin? Coinbase.
Right.
So that one is only, well, so the site that I use for my trading is called btc-e.com. So it's bitcoinexchange.com. That one, they only deal in certain e-currency.
Certain made-up currencies only.
Right. So there's, I mean, there's 51 e-currencies that exist.
But
right,
like,
now.
We just talked about Litecoin and these other ones that you're naming. Are you naming them all on the same exchange?
Yes.
So, like, you could just buy and sell them interchangeably?
I can exchange my...
Just as someone could change dollars to yen to pesos, you can go Bitcoin to Litecoin to Dogecoin to...
I can't buy Dogecoin.
Well, would it, but I'm just using examples.
Yes. So that, so you can purchase Litecoin with your Bitcoin and vice versa. And then you can exchange all of that for U.S. dollars as well.
Like, if you had 12 Bitcoin and 85 Litecoin, you could... throw it all out there and get U.S. dollars.
Yep.
It's like a whole another world.
It really, like, my mind has been exploding the last day and a half, really. So some of the valuations of some of these random ass coins that exist is, there's a barbecue coin, BBQ coin, that is currently worth their 4 cents per coin. There's 28 million in circulations worth $1.5 million. There's Sex Coin, Fast Coin, Net Coin, Yeah Coin. The top five are Bitcoin, Litecoin, Peercoin, Namecoin, and Quark coins. And I know the Dogecoin is number 9, and that came out crazy. Like, they had a huge valuation for them. Like, people bought them for 400 and some bucks when they first came out. And now they're worth, what is this? 0.1, 2, 3, 10,000ths of a cent per doggy share.
Wait, so it came out at like 400, so people just lost their asses?
Big time.
Okay.
Because it's funny looking at the stock market chart, because it's like, and then when they like went and released, it's just like, boom, one straight line, and then after that, it just went.
Pretty awesome.
It's like there's an asymptote.
Yes. And it's funny, because there's actual stock.
Is that the right word?
Asymptote.
Yeah. Vertical and horizontal.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's funny, there's people talking who are actually analyzing the e-coin market, and they're like, this is exactly what happened with, like, some stock market crash. It's like, hit this, like, stock market bubble, you know? And it's like, the way the graphs are shaped is, like, exactly, like, what happened. So it's like...
So hypothetically, if they have that data, couldn't they know exactly when to jump in?
Well, that's... Welcome to the stock market, Mike.
But I mean...
Where you're rolling some dice because you don't really know what's going to happen. So, in the end, Bitcoin is an expensive investment. You can get in
for... And you can buy a Tesla with it.
It's true.
In Norway or something.
You can buy as little as you want to get in just to play around with it. I mean, you can buy like 0.00001.
Like, I could just put $10 in.
Yep. So, you would have... You'd have 100.
You'd have 0.1 for like 40, but well, 60
yeah,
bucks
right now.
Yeah,
right now it'd be 60
so
bucks
I'd have
for
a sixth of a tenth. So 60th.
You wouldn't have much, but you'd be able to play and trade.
But if I got $10 in Litecoin,
you could get
I'd have
half
a Litecoin.
It's true.
Look at all my half a Litecoin.
So, If you have questions, I'm nowhere near an expert. I only just started looking into this stuff.
And I'm nowhere near an expert. I just learned all this in the last 2 hours.
Yeah. So if you if you have questions.
But I can tell you how my day is going to be spent tomorrow.
Feel free to let me know. fans@bleedgeek.com.
Or you can hit us up on Twitter. @bleedgeek.
Or you can hit us up on the Face Space. Facebook.com/bleedgeek.
Or I wouldn't really talk about it on our Tumblr, but maybe I'll find some funny things and put those on our Tumblr blog. Is that what you can Tumblr blog, right? Bleedgeek.tumblr.com.
Yep.
Tumblr. Or you could always follow us individually.
Yep.
On Instagram or Twitter. I'm @Mike037.
Or Snapchat.
Or I'm probably Mike037 on Snapchat too, I'm sure.
And I am.
Or anywhere else I can get on the ground. The Crandall.
With two L's.
Double the L's. Double the fun. I don't know if that's true.
406-794-3357.
Yeah.
With that.
As always, we thank you for listening. I'm Mike Girl.
I'm Randy Orvis. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yeah, and we'll probably be back next week with the interview. Have a good night.